From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The government is preparing to disperse additional social assistance worth 39.19 trillion rupiah to alleviate the financial burden on the people caused by the enforcement of Emergency Public Activities Restriction or PPKM. This was said by Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, who is also a coordinator for the Emergency PPKM at an online press conference in Jakarta on Saturday night. The aid will comprise the distribution of 10 kilograms of rice to 18.9 million beneficiaries' families and cash assistance to 10 million beneficiaries' families. The government will also increase the budget funds for 5.9 million beneficiaries' families at the request of regional governments, allocate 10 trillion rupiah for the pre-employment card program, and extend electricity subsidies for households consuming 450 to 900 volt ampere of power by another 3 months until December 2021. Indonesian Defense Forces 10E Commander Marshal Hadi Cahyanto and Indonesian Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo handed out 30,000 packages containing essential commodities in Solo, Central Java on Saturday. The packages were distributed to people affected by the Emergency Community Activities Restrictions, PPKM. Besides the 30,000 relief packages, the government has also announced the distribution of 147 tons of rice to people affected by the PPKM. While handing out essential and masks, Prabowo spoke to merchants and residents about the importance of following the health protocols and complying with the PPKM rules. He asked them whether the emergency restrictions had affected their income and advised them to remain patient and comply with the restriction to help cut the COVID-19 infection rate. Vice Health Minister Dante Saxono Harbuono said that the bed occupancy rates in Jakarta have started to stabilize after a significant addition of beds at health facilities. He said while evaluating the Emergency Community Activities Restrictions, PPKM, at an online press conference originating from Jakarta on Saturday night, that the hospital occupancy rate hopefully will not be this massive anymore. While 1,000 beds have been added at Pondok Gede Haj Dormitory, another 300 beds have been prepared at Cipto Mangunkusumo Hospital in Jakarta. Another 300 to 400 beds will be provided in several hospitals across Jakarta. In total, 2,000 supplementary beds have been arranged across Jakarta. Harbuono said the ministry is also planning to set up field hospitals in Bandung, West Java, as well as Central Java. Meanwhile, speaking about the supply of oxygen, the Vice Minister assured that his ministry will maintain oxygen conversion from the industrial to the medical sector. Let's move on to the international news. The death toll in devastating flooding in Western Germany and Belgium rose to at least 170 on Saturday after burst rivers and flash floods this week collapsed houses and ripped up roads and power lines. Some 143 people died in the flooding in Germany's worst natural disaster in more than a half century. That included about 98 in the Ahrweiler district south of Cologne. Hundreds of people were still missing or unreachable as several areas were inaccessible due to high water levels, while communication in some places was still down. Vietnam will impose restriction on movement in 16 southern provinces for 2 weeks from Monday as the country faces its worst COVID-19 outbreak so far. Vietnam has managed to keep coronavirus cases relatively low due to targeted mass testing and strict contact tracing, border controls and quarantine measures, but new clusters of infection in recent weeks have triggered concerns among health officials. Vietnam reported 3,718 new infections, the highest daily increase and the third straight day it has recorded more than 3,000 cases. Every adult in the United Kingdom has been offered a first dose of COVID-19 vaccine, the health ministry said on Sunday, ahead of the end of legal restrictions in England on Monday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's target was for every adult who wanted a shot to be able to get one by July 19. So far, 87.8% of adults have received a first shot of COVID-19 vaccine, with the government also meeting a target to give two-thirds of adults two doses of vaccine by Monday. The International Olympic Committee on Saturday said it was aware of skepticisms within Japan about staging the Tokyo Olympics during a pandemic, but it is hoping success on the field of play for the host nations could change the mood. The Games will be held without spectators and amid draconian COVID-19 safety measures, while the Japanese public remains largely opposed to the event amid a resurgence of infection and concerns that an influx of international visitors could turn the Tokyo Olympics into a super-spreader event. IOC President Thomas Bach told a news conference that they asked and invited the Japanese people, humbly, to welcome and support the athletes from around the world. That was the news. Indonesian Ministry of Health with PT Pfizer Indonesia and BioNTech SE have agreed on a cooperation to provide 50 million doses of Pfizer vaccine in Indonesia throughout 2021. Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin, in a written statement received in Jakarta on Thursday, July 15, said the addition of the vaccine is expected to accelerate the implementation of vaccination in Indonesia. According to him, the Pfizer vaccine cooperation agreement is part of Pfizer and BioNTech global commitment to help overcome the COVID-19 pandemic. The minister welcomed the RNA-based platform vaccine to be one of the COVID-19 vaccine used for the accelerated vaccination program in Indonesia. The Indonesian Food and Drug Administration has issued an emergency use authorization permit for Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine as announced by its head, Penny Kalukito, through a virtual statement on Thursday. It is carried out in collaboration with the expert team of the National Committee for Assessing the COVID-19 Vaccine and the Indonesian Technical Advisory Group of Immunization. The collaboration includes an intensive study of the quality, efficacy, and safety of vaccine in Indonesia. Penny Lukito said the emergency use permit for the Pfizer vaccine was the sixth issued by the Indonesian Food and Drug Administration until July 2021. Previously, it issued emergency use permits for CoronaVac from Sinovac Life Sciences China, COVID-19 vaccine from Sinovac produced by PT Bio Farma, vaccine made by AstraZeneca from COVAX facilities, Sinopharm, vaccine obtained from the Beijing Bio Institute of Biological Products, and Moderna vaccine produced by Moderna Incorporation. According to Penny Lukito, the Pfizer vaccine can be used in the age group of 12 years and over through intramuscular injections at a dose of 0.3 milliliters to injection in a span of 3 weeks. She explained that the immunogenicity data showed that giving two doses in 3 weeks resulted in a good immune response. The assessment of vaccine quality data has been carried out in the same day as all vaccines that have been evaluated by the Indonesian Food and Drug Administration, referring to the internationally applicable vaccine quality evaluation guideline.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
I'll begin today in history with July 18, 1925, the publication of Mein Kampf Accord. Mein Kampf is a 1925 autobiographical manifesto by Nazi Party leader Adolf Hitler. The work describes the process by which Hitler became anti-Semitic and outlines his political ideology and future plans for Germany. Volume 1 of Mein Kampf was published in 1925 and Volume 2 in 1926. The book was edited first by Emil Moritz, then by Hitler's deputy Rudolf Hess. Moving on to July 18, 1994, when the bombing of the IMIA building Argentina occurred. On July 8, 1994, a car bomb carried out by suicide bomber destroyed the Asociación Mutual Israelita Argentina, or AMIA, building in Buenos Aires. As a result, around 85 people died and thousands were injured. This bomb was the worst explosion ever recorded throughout history in Argentina. The suicide bomber carried a bomb weighing 275 kilograms containing ammonium nitrate and fuel. The bomb exploded near the sides of the Jewish Community Center, causing the surrounding building to collapse. From the results of the investigation, the prosecutor's office Argentina claimed Iranian officials from the Hezbollah group were the mastermind of the AMIA building bombing. One of the suspects was Iran's defense minister at the time, Ahmad Fahidi. I'll end today in history with July 18, 2009, when Nelson Mandela Day commemorated for the first time. July 18 has been designated by the United Nations as Nelson Mandela International Day. It is commemorated annually to remember the legacy of the man who changed the 20th century and helped shape the 21st century. According to the UN.org website, Nelson Mandela International Day is a worldwide acknowledgement of the former South African president's contribution to his efforts towards peace and freedom.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
In the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Kalab Abbas. Thank you for your participation in the VOI International Quiz. We have received it. Keep listening and have a great day. Well, Mr. Kalab Abbas, here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy!
Dalam mimpiku, aku bermimpi tentang kekasih itu dirimu, tambatan hati yang telah pergi hanya di. Cinta dalam hidupku, meskipun langit telah memisahkan cinta kita, aku kan selalu untukmu. Cintamu akan selalu bersemi di hidupku. Malam.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo requested that the vaccination of athletes from all contingents who will take part in the 20th National Sports Week and 16th National Paralympic Week in Papua 2021 be completed immediately. Minister of Youth and Sports Menpora Zainuddin Amali revealed it in a press statement after a virtual limited meeting with the President regarding the preparation for the events in Papua on Tuesday. According to the President's directive, vaccine must be rushed for all athletes from all contingents that also the surrounding community. Minister Zainuddin Amali said the number of vaccination would be increased for Papua and is expected to be completed in August, so that before the 20th National Sports Week from 2 until 15 October and the 16th National Paralympic Week from 2 until 15 November 2021, the vaccination has been completed. Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali said that so far athletes, coaches, officials and support staff from 33 provinces as well as the Papuan contingent have reportedly been vaccinated. He added that he had not received any information about athletes who refused the COVID-19 vaccination. In fact, many have asked for vaccination because it concerns their participation. Minister Zainuddin Amali also emphasized that in September, it will be determined whether the matches will be without spectators or with limited audiences. If it is decided with a limited audience, then only the vaccinated spectators will be able to watch the match live. In addition to discussing vaccination, the Minister of Youth and Sports conveyed the progress of preparation from facilities and infrastructures such as venue, sport equipment, to the readiness of the organizing committee to welcome the 20th National Sports Week and 16th National Paralympic Week in Papua. According to Minister Zainuddin Amali, all sports equipment is expected to be complete and installed by August.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. Thank you for your reception report on English program and also your participation in the VOI International Quiz. We wish you will be the winner of the quiz. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song and have a great day.
Sepi.
kesempatan terakhirmu.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Visiting natural attractions is one of way to calm the mind and unwind from the noise of the city. The foot of Mount Arjuna Welirang in East Java can be one of the natural tourist destination. There you can find Watu Lumpang Waterfall, which is one of beautiful and interesting tourist destination in Raden Suryo Naturals Forest Park. It is located in Pacet Village, Pacet District, Mojokerto Regency, East Java. According to history, in ancient times at the location of this waterfall, there were many stones such as mortar and tiles as well as settlement. But over time, the stones were buried under the ground. This waterfall flows from the springs of neighboring Mount Anjasmoro and is located at an altitude of 1,750 meters above sea level. Watu Lumpang Waterfall has a height of approximately 30 meters and there is another waterfall there which is 20 meters high. The position of the two waterfalls is facing each other on the south and north of the cliff. To get to the location of the Watu Lumpang Waterfall, you can reach by using a motorized vehicle, both two-wheeled and four-wheeled. Although the road is uphill and has many sharp turns, it is smoothly paved so that it is easily accessible by visitors. The entrance ticket to the area is only 10,000 rupiah per person, less than $1. The Watu Lumpang Waterfall tourist attraction is open every day from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Western Indonesia time. To get to this waterfall, visitors still have to walk another 100 meters from the parking lot. A selfie photo spot is provided at the location of the waterfall. In addition, you can also enjoy the fresh air and beautiful plants. There you can also see deer, monkeys, and langurs, and are entertained by the presence of chirping birds. So if you are a nature lover, plan to visit Watu Lumpang Waterfall at the foot of Mount Arjuna Welirang because this waterfall in the middle of the forest provides a refreshing atmosphere with unique views.
Listener,
listener, Voice of Indonesia would like to thank you very much for your participation in sending answers to the VOI International Quiz. Voice of Indonesia is also holding the VOI Feature Competition 2021. The competition is open to the public and is divided into two categories in Indonesian and English, especially for foreigners. Come on, immediately send your answer and win the prize. Special for listener wherever you are, here is a beautiful song from Jakarta to all of you.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Five students of Brawijaya University in Malang, East Java, designed the My Police application with voice over internet protocol technology to monitor accidents. This application is equipped with ultrasonic sensors. The head of the My Police application design team, Zuhdan Alaik in Malang, East Java, on Friday said the sensor design is installed on the front and rear bumpers of the car, so that if an accident occurs, it will send data in the form of time, location, and information to submit. If the user feels the need for police assistance, the user will submit, so that data is automatically sent to the police, who will then come to the location to review and follow up. Don explained that this feature helps speed up data recording for accident first aid. This application also provides another feature, namely Hello Police. It consists of several menus, namely crime reports, disaster response reports, firefighters, and safety guidelines. In this feature, the public can contact the police according to their needs, and there are other kinds of information, such as the location of the nearest police station, emergency room, and gas station. The Hello Police feature also serves the COVID-19 response in collaboration with the nearest public health centers, clinic, or hospitals to optimize health and safety services to the community. In addition, the My Police application is also equipped with other features, such as e-tickets, online police record certificates, vehicle documents for obtaining driver's licenses, and others. My Police is the work of cross-faculty students at Brawijaya University, supervised by lecturers at the Faculty of Animal Husbandry, Dr. Premi Puspita Rahayu. With the existence of two excellent features, namely voice-over internet protocols as a telephone features, and ultrasonic sensors as an accident monitor, it is hoped that the public can be helped and the police performance can be optimal.
Mencintaimu jauh sebelum kulihat wajahmu, wajahmu. Menyayangimu semenjak jarimu masih bersatu, bersatu. Tumbuh yang sesungguhnya, sayang yang sebenarnya. Senyummu senyumku, sedihmu sedihku, oh, dunia. malah padanya. Belahan jantungku mencintaimu jauh sebelum kulihat wajahmu. Wajahmu menyayangimu semenjak jarimu masih bersatu. Sayang yang sebenarnya, senyummu senyumku, sedihmu sedihku, dunia ramahlah padanya.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 Bibaqoikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I will present you with a song by Vidi Aldiano. His song Gadis Genit, which was released a decade ago, has enlivened the Indonesian music scene back then. In February this year, Vidi collaborated with the duo remix Sunwave to bring this piece back. The latest version of this song now feels more fresh with electronic dance music or EDM. Listener, here is the newest version of Gadis Genit by Vidi Aldiano and Sunwave. Enjoy!
Gadis genit, liriklah diriku sejenak. Arahkan matamu padaku sesaat, buatlah aku bergelora. Gadis genit, lenggokkan pinggulmu sejenak, ke kanan, ke kiri, ke depan, ke belakang, buat diriku terpana. Biarlah bayangmu selalu
di hatiku,
kan ku ukir namamu
sedalam-dalamnya,
oh sebanyak-banyaknya. Garisku yang genit, garisku yang cantik, kau buatku berbisik oh. Gadis genit,
gadis genit,
gadis genit,
gadis genit, lenggokkan pinggulmu sejenak, ke kanan, ke kiri, ke depan, ke belakang, buatlah diriku terpana. Biarlah bayangmu selalu namamu
sedalam-dalamnya,
sebanyak-banyaknya. Garisku yang genit, garisku yang cantik, kau buatku berbisik oh oh oh. Garisku yang genit, garisku yang cantik, wajahmu, senyummu, buatku cinta padamu. Gadis genit,
selalu di hatiku,
kan kukir namamu sedalam-dalamnya, sebanyak-banyaknya. Garisku yang genit, yang gadisku yang cantik, yang kau buatku berbisik oh 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 oh. Gadisku yang genit, yang gadisku yang cantik, wajahmu, senyummu,
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Panjang dan penuh dengan likunya,
kau selami. Amarah dan dendam tak bisa lagi untuk kita warisi.
Fata Morgana, jalan kehidupan, selami arti makna yang tersimpan di relung jiwa.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.